Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Dhruva Maharaj Returns Home, Text Number 25. Tato Kantasi Mat Stanang Sarva Loka Samaspritam Uparistad Rishibhyas Twang Yato Navartate Tataha Tato Gantasi Matstanang Sarva Loka Namaspritam Uparistad Rishibhyas Twam Yato Navartate Gataha Tato Gantasi Matstanang Sarva Loka Namaspritam Uparistad Rishibhyas Twam Yato Navartate Gataha Tato Gantasi Matstanam Sarva Loka Namaskritam Uparista Drusibhyas Twam Yato Navartate Gata Tato Gantasi Matstanam Sarva Loka Namaskritam Uparishta Drishibhyas Twam Yato Navartate Gata Tato Gantasi Matstanam Sarva Namaskritam Uparishta Drishibhyas Twam Yato Navartate Gata Tata Thereafter, Ganta, Asi, you will go, Matstanang, to my abode, Sarvaloka, by all planetary systems, Namakritam, offered obeisances, Upadistat, situated higher, Rishibhya, than the planetary systems of the Rishis. Twam, you, Yataha, Where from?
No.
Never. Avartate.
We'll come back.
Gataha. Having gone there. Translation. The personality of Godhead continued. My dear Dhruva, after your material life in this body, you will go to my planet, which is always offered obeisances by the residents of all other planetary systems. It is situated above the planets of the seven rishis, and having gone there, you will never have to come back again to this material world. Responsibly, please. The personality of Godhead continued. My dear Dhruva, after a material life in this body, you will go to my planet, which is always offered obeisances by the residents of all other planetary systems. It is situated above the planets of the seven rishis. And having gone there, you will never have to come back again to this material world. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word navartate is very significant. The Lord says, quote, you will not come back to this material world, for you will reach matstanam, my abode, unquote. Therefore, Dhruvaloka, or the pole star, is the abode of Lord Vishnu within this material world. Upon it, there is an ocean of milk, and within that ocean, there is an island known as Sweta Dweep. It is clearly indicated that this planet is situated above the seven planetary systems of the rishis. And because this planet is Vishnu Lok, it is worshipped by all other planetary systems. It may be questioned here, what will happen to the planet known as Dhruvaloka at the time of the dissolution of this universe? The answer is simple. Dhruvaloka remains, like other Vaikuntha Lokas, beyond this universe. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commented in this connection that the very word navartate indicates that this planet is eternal. Om Aganatya Mandasya Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshun Militanena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sitapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Sri Rupam Sagritam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Dang Dhrivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Padijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Badan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangsta Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Giradhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bhangam Langayate Garam Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sigurum Dinataranam. So, this pastime is unfolding, and Dhruva Maharaj has been passing through many doors. The first door he went through was the door of frustration and anger and resentment. Getting kicked off his father's lap by his stepmother, and the rude awakening that he isn't the favorite. And then he went to his mother full of anger, hatred, resentment, wanting revenge. So he had gone into this state of consciousness. So he'd gone through this door. And his mother gave him some very good advice. You want revenge? You want something? Go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can give it to you. And he is situated in the forest. So then he went through another door. He went out the door of the palace into the door of the forest. And in search of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Krishna, he is situated in the heart of all living entities. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridesh Arjuna tishtati. Krishna told Arjuna this. And he is acting upon it in this pastime. He sent Narada Muni. Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Latabi. He did not come directly at first. First of all, he sent the spiritual master. Now he has come personally. But before he came, he sent Narada Muni. And Narada Muni, first of all, tested him. And so then Dhruva Maharaj went through the door of being tested by the spiritual master. And he successfully entered through that door and went into the went through the door of practicing spiritual life in a very regimented, methodical way. Tasmat tvam indiyanyado niyamya badata shabha patmanam prajihi enam jnana vigash jnana nashanam. Therefore, in the very beginning, curb this great symbol of sin, lust, by regulating the senses and slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. So, Dhruva Maharaj, he had a lot of work to do. He had a lot of anger, hatred, resentment. He wanted revenge. He had a lot of issues. He had a lot of problems. Does it sound familiar? Well, I know it sounds familiar for me, the background I'm coming from, Western culture. So many, you know, difficulties are there. So Dhruva Maharaj, he had a lot of problems. But he conquered these problems by practicing a yoga process that was practical for that age. And he did it very, very, very diligently, very, very systematically, very, very conscientiously. And so much so, and at such a young age, and so much so that when he had stopped his breathing, the whole breathing of the universe was choked up. And the demigods went to Lord Vishnu and cried for help. And Lord Vishnu responded by coming down, and here he is. He's broken Dhruva Maharaj's meditation, and he is now awarding him his desire. He wanted an abode greater than his great-grandfather Lord Brahma. And his abode is the best abode in the universe. So, in order to fulfill Dhruva Maharaj's desire, he has to give him abode out of this universe. It is Dhruva Loka is the pole star. And if you look in the night sky and you see the Big Dipper, you can trace two of the stars on the Big Dipper, and then it will, those two stars will point towards the North Star or Pole Star, or as it is being described here as Dhruva Loka. So this is the abode of Dhruva and Lord Vishnu. So we have some darshan of Vaikuntha in this world by looking at the pole star, the north. Some people think, why is it that always the north is considered to be a very auspicious direction? Well, this is one of the explanations, that Lord Vishnu's abode is in the northern direction from here. It's in the northern direction from everywhere. And this is his abode, his Vaikuntha Loka, within this material world. And as Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that the word Navartate indicates that this planet is eternal. What happens when Lord Vishnu breathes in and destroys all the universe? This planet does not get breathed in with the other planets, obviously, for it does not get destroyed. I can't say where it goes, so please don't ask that question, but it is still there. Okay. So, just as Dhruva, he had to go through so many doors to reach perfection, we have to also go through so many doors. There's a very nice sloka in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 552. This is Rishabdev's teachings to his sons. Now they were quite young, they were brahmacharis. And he said, Mahatsevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes. Okay, this Dwaram is door. And Mahatsevam, service to great souls, is that door. Vimuktes. Mukti means liberation, and Vimukti means, you know, real liberation. So this isn't the impersonal liberation. It wouldn't be, you wouldn't be hearing Vimukti. Vimukti. You'd just be hearing Mukti. So the door to real liberation, Vimukti, is Mahatsevam. You serve great devotees that are there in the spiritual world. Even though they appear to be here in this material world, they're not. Tamo Dwaram. Now, we can kind of like understand what that means. Dwaram means door. Tama. Okay, the door to hell. Ignorance. Yositam means women. Okay, that's for you guys, it means women. For you Matajis, that means men. Whatever. Sangi, or are the associates of women. Women are the associates of women. Sangam, associate. You want to go to another door, then men, you associate with women, but it's not only ordinary women, it's materialistic women. And Matajis, it's not ordinary men, it's materialistic men, if you want to go through the path, through the door, to the lower planetary systems, to ignorance. Mahantaste samachita prashanta vimanyava surida sadavoye. This is describing what the great souls. They are mahantas, they are advanced in the truth. Samachitta. They're the great souls, they see everything with a spiritual understanding. They're never envious of anyone. You know, if they see someone doing something wrong, they don't try to correct them because that makes themselves look better. That's called the definition of envy. They may correct someone if they have a receptive ear and they have some interest in understanding the absolute truth. Then they may go and try to help such a person. They are also prashanta. They're very peaceful. Vimanyava. They don't have anger. Surida. well-wishers, a friend, and sadhavaye, they're qualified, these are the qualified devotees. So this is the, so this shloka is giving you, every living entity has a choice. You know, do you want to go through the door of, tamo dwaram, the door of ignorance? Or do you want to go to through the mahat sevam dwaram, the door which is opened up by service to great spiritually advanced personalities, the door of service to great souls. So the prayers of the Shikshastakam, they give us entrance through so many doors. It's like a series of doors leading back to the spiritual world. It's a progression. And the first sloka, Teto Darpanam Arjanam Baba Maha Davagninavapanam Shreya Karaiva Chandikavi Tadanang Vidya Vadhu Jivanam Anandam Buddhi Vadanam Pratipadam Pranam Ritas Vadanam Sadavatma Snapanang Param Vidyayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So, obviously, I memorized this, but do I really know it? No. That's why I had to get and brought this along with me. Because to really get the gist of these prayers by Lord Chaitanya or any other, you can go deep in the word for word meanings. And like a parrot, I can quote the whole Shikshastika. But then if someone says something like, so what does Vitaranam mean? I would go, I don't know. So therefore, I brought this with me too, so we can understand these slokas in a little deeper light. So the Chaita Dharpana Marjanam is the cleansing of the heart, the mirror of the heart. And Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. It extinguishes, that's Nirvapanam, Maha Dava Agni. This great, huge fire. It's not some small fire. It is a very large, it's a blazing forest fire of bhava, material existence. So this fire has been going on for a long, long time in all our existences within this material world. And as we all know, fire, the more fuel you add to it, the bigger it gets. So it has had a chance to get very, very, very large. So it requires a very big, fire brigade to put it out. Shreya Karaiva Chandika Vitaranam. Shreya is good fortune. Karaiva, the white lotus, Chandrika, the moonshine, Vitaranam, spreading. Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Of all education, Vadhu is wife, Jivanam, the life. So the soothing moonshine from the, like the white lotus, is spreading throughout the universe. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Now, Ananda, everyone knows what that means. That means bliss. Ambuddhi is the ocean. And Vardhanam, increasing. So the bliss is increasing. The ocean of bliss increases. It may start out very small. And when we all come to Krishna consciousness and we all hear about Lord Chaitanya and how by chanting the holy names and so on and so forth, Pratipadam, at every step, Purna Amrita, full of nectar, and on, Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, let there be victory. So this is the beginning stages. We hear the glories of the Sankirtan movement and Nam Namakari Bahuda Nijasarva Saktis, that Nam Nam, the holy names, Akari manifested, Bahuda, various kinds, Nijasarva Saktis, Sarva Shakti, all potency, various kinds of different potencies are there within the holy name. Tatra, Pita, Niyamita, Smarne, Nakalaha. So, Tatra in that Arpita bestowed, Niyamita restricted, Smarne in remembering, Nakalaha. No consideration, it doesn't matter where you chant the holy name, when you chant the holy name. There's no restrictions. Etadrasi Tavakripa Bhagavam Mamapi. So this, so much Tava, your Kripa, mercy, Bhagavan. There's so much mercy in the holy name. He does, in this age of Kali especially, he doesn't consider, you know, who is a fit candidate, who is not a fit candidate. Just whoever takes the shelter of the holy name, they get the mercy of Krishna through his holy name. Then Durdaivam Idrisham Ihajani Nanaraga. But I'm so unfortunate, I have no attraction for it. Durdaivam. It means misfortune. We're unfortunate. We have no attraction. This is like the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness. We're now finished with the second sloka, so we've been around for a little while, and we've been chanting the Maha Mantra for some period of time, but still, you know, and we've understood, you know, the glories of the holy name. We know about the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya and the benefits it gives, how it cleanses the heart, but still, we're struggling. So if you're on this stage, it's not unnatural. It is predicted and quoted here by me from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal prayers. It's not something that is not expected. So sometimes when you want to get something very valuable, you have to earn it. So then, Srinadapi sunitena todoripi sihistana amanina manadena kirtaniak sadahari. That Srinadapi, the downtrodden grass, sunitena means lower. So lower than the grass that has been trampled on. Okay? Todoripi sihistana. So, taro means a tree, then a tree. Iva means like. And sahishtuna, tolerant. With tolerance, like a tree. Amanina mana manadena. Amanina means without being puffed up by false prestige. So a tree is very, very tall. So you're supposed to be very, very, and very, very tolerant. So you have to be very, very, very strong in spiritual life and resist the forces of Maya. But at the same time, thinking oneself lower than the downtrodden grass. So this is quite a challenge. Kirtan amanina manadena. This amanina, without being proud, and then manadena. So you don't think yourself very great, but you think others are very great. You're always offering respects to others, but not expecting respect for yourself. Kirtaniyak sadahari. So then you can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So you have no taste for the holy name, and you're crying out to Krishna, I have no taste. So here's the rectification. If you want to get some taste and you want to be able to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly, You must think yourself lower than the downtrodden grass and be more tall than a tree. Be ready to offer all respects to all other living entities and not being desirous of taking respect for yourself. So now we've gone through this door of the Shikshastika. There's eight doors, eight slokas. Then we go to the next door. Nadanam nadanam nasundarim. Kavitam va jagadishya kamaye mama janmani janmani spade bhavatad bhaktir ahaituki twayi. So then in this state of consciousness of, continuously chanting the holy names, and then you must watch your desires. You can't be like Dhruva Maharaj and be desirous of a kingdom greater than his father's. Now you're getting pretty serious about spiritual life here. You're in proper frame of consciousness. You've got a taste. So you have to watch your desires. So you have to give up the desire for wealth. It's no small. Because we all depend on wealth for our subsistence. We think we require money to survive in this world. And so therefore, we really want it. And then also wealth gives us facility for material enjoyment. So one of the main drives in this material world is the search for wealth. Then nadanam, najanam, want riches, and followers. So now you become very spiritually advanced. You've been chanting the holy name, and you can chant a lot. You chant a lot of rounds because you have a taste for it. Then you get some people coming up to you and giving you some attention there and asking you advice. You have now the opportunity for some followers. But if you're spiritually advanced, you don't desire followers. It's not something that you desire. Nadanam, najanam, it doesn't mean that you don't take them, but you don't require them with a material motive. Nasundarim, very beautiful woman, sundari. Sundari means beautiful woman. So you don't want that either. So no wealth, no followers, no beautiful women. Kavitam va jagadishya kamaye. Kamaye, I desire. I want causes devotional service birth after birth. Mama janmani janmani svare bhavatad bhaktir ahaituki. Ahaituki means causeless. Savai pungzam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshate ahaituki apriyatiyata yayatma supersidati. In the Bhagavatam, it's described as the supreme occupation for humanity is rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it must be ahaituki, unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So now you've gone through all these doors, various doors, and now you come up to the stage of being able to cry to Krishna. Ayi nanda tanujikinkaram patitam mam visvishame bhavam buddho kripaya tava padapangaja sitadali sadisham vichintaya. Ayi nanda, oh my lord, son of Nanda Maharaj. Tanujikinkaram. Kinkara means a servant. Patitam mam vishame bhavam buddho. Vishame means very, very terrible. Patita means fallen. I've fallen into this very horrible bhava ambuddho, ocean of nescience. Kripaya tava padapangaja. Kripaya, of course, means mercy. Pada Pankaja, lotus feet. Give me your shelter under your lotus feet. Pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So now you've come to devotional service in the mode of goodness. You've understood this material world is a very, very, very miserable place, an ocean of misery. And so you're praying to Krishna, please get me out of this horrible place, Krishna, Krishna. But you're still asking for Krishna. You're wanting something from Krishna. You're not pure yet. So then you have to go through some more doors. So the next door. Nainangaladashu dadaya vadanangagada rudaya gira. Oh my Lord, when will my eyes, nainang, galat ashru dadaya, streams of tears running down. That's what you're wanting. Is you want streams of tears running, you're praying to God for streams of tears to be running down your eyes. That sounds like pretty strange. But it's because the feeling behind these tears, you're in love of God. You're still wanting something from Krishna. You're wanting sincere devotion to Krishna. You're asking Krishna for that. Tears on Vadanang Gadgada Rudira Gira. Gira means words. Rudaya means choked up words. Gadgada, faltering, choked up words. And Vadanam. Vadanam, from the mouth. So from the mouth, you know, it's words of praise and glorification, but they're choked up with tears. You know, you're very, very feelingly, you know, you're asking Krishna, please give me. Pulakera nichitang vapukada. Pulakai means the standing up of the hairs due to transcendental happiness. And nichitang vapu, on the body, on the vapu. So on your material body, your hair is standing on end because you're in ecstasy of love of God, and you haven't got that yet. And you're asking Krishna for that. Tava namagrahane bhavishyati. Tava your namagrahane, enchanting the name, namagrahane bhavishyati. There will be these things. When one chants the holy name in the proper state of consciousness. Then yugayitam nimish, another door. Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravishayitam sunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda vedahena me. So, you're in the material world, you understand the spiritual world, you have some vision of it, and you're every moment Yugayitam, appearing like a millennium. It's like taking too long. Oh, Krishna, please get me out of here. Nimishena, a moment seems like a millennium. Chakshusha Pravrishayitam, tears falling like torrents of rain. Chakshusha, from the eyes. Sunyayitam, jagat. So, sunya, zero, sunyayitam, it's the universe, sunyayitam, jagat, the world, it appears like nothing. It's vacant here. It's void. There's no pleasure. A beautiful woman, wealth, you know, followers, insignificant. It seems like, it's just like, you've been through it. You've been through those doors. You've gone through those stages of spiritual life. You're over it. And now you're actually feeling there's nothing left for me in this world. And you're praying to Krishna, please take me back to the spiritual world. This is a very, very horrible place. And one moment is feeling like a millennium. Govinda Vedahename. Because of separation from Govinda, your feeling is one moment to be like a millennium. Now you're ready for some real spiritual life. This is the last door. Asasyava padadatang panastamam adarshanamama tankarotava yatadata bhavadadatalampato matpananatastu saeva napadaha. Asasya, embracing with great pleasure. Va, padaratam, who have fallen at the lotus feet. So you're you're embracing the lotus feet of the Lord with great pleasure. Adarshanam marma hatang karotuva. Okay, adarsha means not. You're not. It's not visible. You cannot see Krishna. There's darshan means to see, and adarsha means you cannot see. Marma hatam, broken hearted. Karoti va. If he makes me broken hearted, yata as he likes. Tata. Yata tata va vadada tu lam pato. Vivadata, let him do it. Lampata, he's a devotee. That's actually a very high understanding of Krishna, that he's a devotee. And here you have some intimacy here, you're calling him one. Okay? Lord Chaitanya is calling Krishna one. This is his prayer. A devotee who mixes with other women. Mat prana nata, mat prana, that means my life heirs. Nata, the Lord of my life. Mat prana natas tu sa eva na paraha. Tu sa eva, only he, na apara, not anyone else. So I know no one but Krishna is my Lord and he shall remain, so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me broken hearted by not being present before me, he is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipable Lord, unconditionally. So the ultimate goal is to desire to be a servant of Krishna, regardless of how he treats us. You still, because you're getting have such loving feelings towards the Lord, without desiring to receive anything from him in return. This is unconditional love. And that's what gives the ecstasy. So it's not something that can be like manipulated with our little brains, that you desire to, that you are loving someone, but they're not treating you properly. It's very difficult. So we need to practice. Tunada pisinitina, torota pisistina, amanina madandena, kirtani eksadahari. Someone is mistreating you, then you have to be taller than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer respects to them, that person that is mistreating you. That is the test. And it is exemplified by Dhruva Maharaj. He went back home and he offered respects to his stepmother who mistreated him. So you can see he got the message. He went through this door and all these doors. He has love of God and just see his symptoms. And what are the symptoms of a living entity who's spiritually realized that has it is supposedly getting mistreated? Tatenu kampam susamik shamano. That he's always very earnestly susamik shamano means very, very earnestly hoping for anukampam, the compassion. Bunjana evakma kritam vipakam. Bunjana means enduring. Eva, certainly. Evatma kritam, done by himself. Vipakam, fruit of results. So you're enduring the results of your karma. You know, that's the consciousness. And you're hoping for the compassion of the Lord. You're very, very tolerant and willing. You deserve it. So you're saying, okay, I take it. I deserve it. And at the same time, hankering for the compassion of the Lord. Hridvag Vapuvir Vididam Namaste. From his heart, Hrid, Vag, his words, Vapu, his body, okay, Vididan, offering, Namaste, obeisances to Krishna. Receiving all this karma and thinking we deserve it, hoping for the mercy of the Lord, and from within the heart with the words and the body offering obeisances. Jiveta, he lives. Yohu, Mukti Pade. Mukti Pade, Mukti Liberation Pade, position, like Prabhupada. Okay, Pade, position of liberation. Sadaya Bhak. Sahi Daya Bhak means rightful heir. He is the rightful heir to the position of liberation. That one who is in this consciousness of suffering the results of his past fruitive results willingly, hoping for the mercy of the Lord, and offering obeisances to the Lord with his heart and his words and his body. You don't only offer obeisances with your body. We offer obeisances in this sloka with our words also. Because the words of praise, words of thinking we've done something very wrong and asking for forgiveness. This is the way we pay our obeisances with our words and with our heart. It's full of very sincere, with sincere words, sincere obeisances. It's not something we're going about in a way that is just simply mechanical. And it's something we do every day. We go into the temple and we pay our obeisances. We chant Sangsaradava, Nanadiya Loka, Tranayakaya, Naganaganatvam. And then you go in front of the Lord Nisringadeva and you chant those prayers, and then you chant your japa in a mechanical way. You're not going to get anywhere. That is, like here, you have to do it hrid, from the heart. And then the results will come. And then Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhak, the spiritual world becomes your rightful claim. So I was teaching, I know the slokas, but I don't know the word for word. It's very nice learning the word for word. And I pray that someday I get a memory so that I can chant these slokas that I know with meaning and with understanding. Because there's actually very, very deep understanding in like the Shikshashtaka prayers, Upadeshamrita. This whole book is full of very, very, very nice slokas. And as Srila Prabhupada did quite often in his lectures, he would preach and then he'd go on to some words in the sloka and give the whole class on a few words. So there's a whole Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. See, I'm learning. It's by repetition. An ocean of pleasure in these books and in the meaning of these books. And by studying these books, reading these books, studying these books, and teaching the message of these books, there is some pleasure from within the heart will come. And eventually we will be able to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead regardless of how he treats us, because we love him so much. And the ultimate destination in this state of consciousness is Navartate, as this type. Significant. It's you'll not come back to this material world. Navartate. So any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. I will take the question of Sureshwar.
Well, it's not a question, but I was appreciating your appreciation of shlokas and word for word. And one thing I found out in learning shlokas, this has become like my mantra for learning shlokas is ultimately for shlokas to stick, or for anything to stick, we have to somehow connect those shlokas to our deepest feelings, our emotions. And the only way to really do that is to go through some experiences with those shlokas. And the only thing I can, the only analogy I have in my life is just like growing up in America in the 1960s, how did we learn songs? By associating those songs with experiences. And pretty soon those songs became like themes, and they became associated with a whole history that we had. So similarly, if we can do that, if we can own those verses and let those verses own us, then they really stick. And that takes a lot of application. But it's very rewarding, because it's not just a memory thing, you know, a head thing, but they're right in the heart. And instead of our minds becoming like pits of darkness, they become like beautiful galleries of these word paintings. And so everything reminds you of a shloka. But it's all about connecting with feelings. Thank you.
So I'd like to comment on what he had to say. So we have to eventually be able to go through the door that Shreshwar has gone through. Aspire to go through that door. Put your hand on the handle and open it, and then practically apply what he has said in our lives, so that we can not only relish these shlokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, Upadeshamrita, Bhaktamrita, Rasamrita, Sindhu, but give them to others also. Because when you have these word meanings and then you're chanting these prayers, these shlokas, and you're understanding what you're saying, then it's from the heart, because it's very deep. Yes? Who? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class. Prabhuji, I have a question that even someone is chanting in a humble state of my consciousness, if someone is chanting the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of consciousness, and as you said, after quoting this shloka, Trinadapi Sinu Chen, now you have a taste for holy name, now you have to watch for your material desires. My question is, even after having taste in holy name, someone will have the material desires in his mind simultaneously?
Yes, you have not. Now you have a taste for the holy name. Vishayavani vartante narahadasa dehina rasa vrajam raso pisa param drishva nevartate. Param drishva nevartate. Now you can give up the lesser, and because you have a higher. So then you actually desire to. Now you have actually come to that platform because you have a higher taste. So it comes simultaneously, the taste for the holy name and the distaste for material sense gratification. Any other questions, comments?
Yes, Baba.
Yes, hi Baba.
It's good to be back, Shimayapur Kijai. Thank you, Baba. When you quoted this verse, the famous Tattinu Kampan Susha Pikshamanam, that the devotee's great quality is to be patient throughout whatever may come as his sinful reactions. And when I first read this verse in the Nectar of Devotion, as it is quoted there, I really started liking it until I came to the end. And when it said, he is certainly eligible for liberation because it has become his rightful claim, I couldn't help having a feeling of disappointment, because the Nectar of Devotion is a lot about praying. It's a lot about the devotion associated with the nectar, the nectar of praying. So it was like an anticlimax. That, what do you mean?
Okay.
Why liberation, which is precisely what the devotee is not looking for? Why not pray him? Because it has become his rightful claim.
Well, in this shloka, it's, you know, it's not referring to this liberation of impersonal Brahman. It's referring, mukti is also, you know, different word. The different words in Sanskrit language can mean different things. So this liberation is not the impersonal liberation. And another thing about this sloka is, this isn't for one who has come to a very advanced stage of spiritual life. This is for actually for the neophytes. This is like the first sloka of the Shikshashtaka, where, you know, you're just kind of understanding, getting some understanding of, you know, the glories of Lord Chaitanya, that you chant his holy name and you get benefit. So here we are in the mature world, we read this sloka and, you know, we're suffering, you know, we're getting sick, we get hurt, you know, our wife leaves us, you know, so many things are happening to us. And this gives us some reassurance to go further. And then other slokas will give us some higher understandings in other places. So this sloka here is for someone on a lower stage of spiritual life. It doesn't explain Krishna praying, but it does give some indication for you to head in that direction. Any other questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
I have a comment and a question. So the comment is, when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, after he delivered Sarvabhuma...
What I'd like you to do is, you have to be more humble than the blade of grass, but then you have to be also like the tree, very tolerant. So with humility, speak loudly.
So after Mahaprabhu delivered Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, like the next day, he also asked him like the same question, why is it mukti pade? So he said like he doesn't like that word mukti pade, so he wanted to change it to bhakti pade. So Mahaprabhu told him, you can't change the verses of the Bhagavatam. And he said that for the Vaishnavas, that word means like mukti, the real meaning of mukti is love of God, so you shouldn't change that word.
Very, very nice.
It means bhakti pade.
He's quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's very, very nicely recounting the story of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He wanted to change from mukti pade to bhakti pade. And Lord Chaitanya criticized him. From the Bhagavatam, he shouldn't change the Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya is saying what I said. This mukti is not the mukti of impersonal liberation. It's the mukti of going back to Vaikuntha Goloka Vrindavan.
And my question is...
Your question now, okay.
The third verse, the second line, is it Taro Eva or Taro Api, or they are the same?
I couldn't hear you, Prabhu.
The second line of the third verse, is it Taro Api or Taro Eva?
Oh, okay. Of the Shikshashtaka, the third line of the... What is it again? Toro Rivasisana. You want that? What does that mean? Toro means tree. And I'm not looking, I'm remembering. And Sahistuna means tolerant, like a tree. Oh, it sometimes says api and sometimes eva. It's interchangeable. It doesn't change the meaning of the sloka. I've read it both ways, and I can't say which is correct. Here it is a P, and I think in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it's Iva, Toda Iva. I can't answer exactly why, but this is a word certainly, although, you know, Iva means certainly, and Api means although. And it's funny because in the word for word it says Iva, and in the here it says Api. So, technicality. Any other questions, comments? Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srimad Prabhupada ki.